Hello, my name is Sydney, and I have been in quarantine just like everyone else lately, causing me to make this audio anthology for my creative writing class. So I decided to make my anthology about different poems that kind of describe how I'm feeling during this whole quarantine. So I have some poems about love, thinking about me and my boyfriend. There are some where I'm terrified. There are some where I'm reflecting on the past about what I've been through and leading me to the depression episodes I have had during this quarantine. It's not been a fun time during those episodes. There are also poems about being so happy that I'm alive, and I wanted to piece all those together to show different emotions throughout this quarantine and how I've sort of been affected during this time, and I think a lot of these poems really can reflect that. Hopefully that is conveyed to my listeners, and I'm excited to show you the poems that have reflected my quarantine, and maybe some people can relate. All right, let's get to it. So this first poem is about depression and the way I feel when people tell me things like, "Don't do this." Even though it's not really something I can help, I figured start sad and get to the happier things at the end to leave you off on a positive note. So let's start with this first poem. This is "Tell Me What to Do" by me. Get up. And do what? Be a waste of space? Move around all day? Make everyone else miserable? Don't be sad. Don't show my emotions. Don't tell you what's going on. You want me to lie and to tell you I'm fine? Stop crying. But what if it helps? What if I can't control it? What if I need it? What if I can't stop? Following the last poem is going to be a poem by Emily Dickinson. It is called "It Was Not Death, For I Stood Up." It was not death, for I stood up, and all the dead lie down. It was not night, for all the bells put out their tongues for noon. It was not frost, for on my flesh I felt cirrhosis crawl, nor fire, for just my marble feet could keep a chancel, a cool. And yet it tasted like them all, figures I have seen, set orderly for burial, reminded me of mine, as if my life were shaven and fitted to a frame. It could not breathe without a key, and 'twas like midnight, some, when everything that ticked had stopped, and space stares all around. Or grisly frosts, first autumn morns repeal the beating ground, but most like chaos, stopless, cool, without a chance or spar, or even a report of land to justify despair. This poem is titled "Papa's Birthday." It's written by me. The start of my depression comes from my grandpa's death. Well, that was hard to read back, especially because of today, his birthday. He died a long time ago. I still get emotional sometimes, not as much as the first 3 years. I used to cry at holidays after every dinner and party that we had. I've since stopped. But I still get sad. I shed tears. I cried when I played his horn in public for the first time. I cried when I realized some of my depression starts with him. And I cried today because it would have been his birthday. But it was only a few tears. Sadly, half of my quarantine anthology is about depression, which I feel like does show what I've been going through this quarantine. It has been a good 50%, probably, I'd say, me dealing with depression and the problems that come with that. Because one of the main things I do when I'm depressed, or, well, people make me do, because it's hard to do this on your own, but one of the main things I do is go out and hang out with my friends. And now that I can a little bit now, I can see my boyfriend and my best friend. In the beginning, it was a lot harder than it is now. Now it's just I don't see them for a day, and I get kind of sad because I love them and I like hanging out with them. But before it was nothing. I was home all day long in my bed, unable to get out sometimes. I think these poems show some of the emotions I've felt during this time, and also me reflecting back on what causes these emotions, like the one about my grandpa. That one was hard to write, and it was also hard to read. But I really enjoy these poems. I think, well, I mean, two of them are mine, but the one that isn't mine, I really enjoy it, and I think it sheds a little bit of light onto it. Then the two that I wrote, of course, kind of show that I did not write those during this quarantine, but I have never related to them more than when I was in the moment, especially because I've been thinking about all those things a lot. So there's a little insight onto the darker side of my quarantine, but now let's go towards a little bit of the lighter side with a poem about me actually during this quarantine, a poem I wrote during quarantine. That shows it's somewhat happy. It's kind of happy and also a little sad, but that's what happens with change. This poem is called It May Not Seem Like It. It may not seem like it, but I am happy. I can't be all the time, but I can turn some things happy most of the time. It may not even cross your mind that I'm sad, but sometimes it takes control. It isn't all the time. Usually I can distract myself and forget, but it happens. I am so excited for what's ahead, even if I cry a lot lately. It's hard to know all the things I will miss, but I am still looking forward to my future, even when I'm missing the past. Everything is scary right now. I'm anxious one minute and perfectly happy the next, but I am always worried, and everything is changing. Now, I do realize that poem in particular starts with you may not think I am happy or you may not think I'm sad, which is kind of funny after me telling you three different poems about depression. But most of the time when I'm talking to people and I tell them about my depression, they're like, there's no way that girl is sad. Now, my creative writing class might have something different to say, but generally speaking, people don't think that I have this, and it is a big part of my life, and I try to not make it take over. That's hard sometimes, but it's fine. I think that this poem, since I did write it in quarantine, it does show how I'm feeling a lot, especially very recently, with having to deal with graduation, and I also missed my prom, but I'm kind of graduating, but I'm kind of not. And my friends are kind of sort of all leaving, except for like one, and it's a lot to deal with. I am excited for what's going to happen in the future, but there is always that thought in the back of my head, worrying about my friends and them being super far away. Basically, this poem is just to show what I have been really, truly feeling throughout this thing. And I think I would feel this way with or without quarantine, aside from like the missing like prom and a real graduation part, I would still be anxious about my friends leaving and my boyfriend leaving. I think it kind of puts in perspective that while this is a change, it's not as big of a change as we think it is because the world is still going. This poem just means a lot to me, I think, in terms of what's going on in my life right now, so hopefully I'll look back on it and I can just tell my past self that it's all gonna work out fine. Anyways, on to the next poem. This next poem is luckily a lot happier than the past poems. It is called Helium by my friend Lori. Be my helium, lift me up. Be an honest voice and trustworthy. You give me that high new balloon feeling. Rubbery and smooth, floating through the air. You lift me up so I don't hit the ground. Your love. I'll float away while everyone else fades far away. Be honest with me and give me your trust. Floating with the clouds, my helium. Only one, but happiest with you. Don't let me fall down. Don't let go. You fill me up, helium. Now, I love this poem. I've loved this poem all year. It's just so sweet, and it makes me happy, and it reminds me of my boyfriend and how it's just sweet. And also, it's really cool because it's in the shape of a balloon, and I think that's really cool. This poem is it fills my heart with joy. This poem is just a very sweet metaphor for love and how it feels. I've really, related to this a lot throughout this time because I've gotten so much closer with my boyfriend throughout this. It's crazy. And it makes me super happy, and then this poem makes me happy. So I figured I'd put it in here, put it as a happy little, believe in love type poem. And yeah, so thank you, Lori, for letting me use it. This final poem is by E. Cummings in the style of a Shakespearean sonnet. It is called I Thank You, God, for This Most Amazing Day. I thank you, God, for this most amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees, and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I, who have died, am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and love and wings and of the gay, great happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing any lifted from the know of all nothing human, merely being doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened. I think this is a really sweet poem about thinking about the afterlife and how all that goes. And it's a very sweet poem. It made me happy when I read it, even if I'm not the most religious person. But reading it, it sparked a little joy in my heart, and I figured, why not? Because this quarantine, while it has been horrible, and the reason we're doing it is horrible, has sparked some joy into my heart because of being able to hang out with my family and hang out with my boyfriend's family and my best friend's family and getting to know everyone a lot better, even through all this. So it's looking at something which is hard, and in this poem, it is death that is hard. And looking at the bright side, which I think is always important, and something I try to do. This is the end of my quarantine emotional roller coaster anthology thingy. I would like to thank everyone who has listened for tuning in and listening to some poems that make me happy and sad and describe my quarantine so far. I really enjoyed doing this, and it has made me reflect over these past few months a little more and realize it's not the worst thing in the world that could have happened to me. So thank you for listening, and I will probably never see any of you again. Bye.